In loving grace, Jesus made a way for you to keep and redeem the man, the woman, the boy, or the girl while getting rid of the junk. Don't have to burn down the house just because it's filled with junk. You get rid of the junk and redeem the house. But Pastor Dave, my heart feels so heavy. What you're feeling is guilt over the sins. Your loving Savior, Jesus Christ, was whipped, stripped, beaten, crucified for the guilt of your sins. Jesus has already paid the price for your sins. When Jesus went to the cross, he carried all the junk of your life so that we all could become a child of God. God's holy habitation, his temple. Accept the fact that someone in heaven loves you. Accept the fact that someone in heaven loves you with a pure heart, a love that is free from self-interest, a love for you expressed in self-sacrifice. Through the prophets, even before he was born, Jesus said, "Zeal for your house will consume me." This is Jesus. He has, or he was and is, zealous for you and for me. So zealous that Jesus was willing to give up his life on the cross. When Jesus is the Lord of your life, when you say, "Jesus, you are the Christ," do not be afraid of the cleansing that Jesus will do. As you walk your journey of faith, Holy Scripture tells us you are a new person. You are being transformed into his image with ever-increasing glory, which comes from the Lord who is the Spirit. The journey of faith is extremely exciting. It can even be exhilarating to be transformed. It's like having a dumpster outside your house. Listen carefully. The Lord wants you to have the joy of helping in this. Ephesians 4:22, the apostle writes, "You were taught with regard to your former way of life to put off your old self, which is being corrupted by its deceitful desires, to be made new in the attitudes of your minds, and to put on the new self, created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness." Did you hear what the text said? You get to take part in giving things the old heave-ho. You get to take your sinful behaviors, your sinful attitudes, lift them up to God, toss them over the side. You get to hear that gratifying crash of the junk of your life as you throw it out and start anew. Dumpsters. You really gotta love dumpsters. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.